This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so this Shabbos was Shabbos Mevarchim Adar Aleph. So we got to get going. I want to tell you a lamdus on a kasha of the Chassam Sofer. This kasha, we spoke at the kasha many years ago. And I was listening to the recording last night, and some of you were present at that shiur many years ago. We just said the kasha. I'm going to tell you the kasha. And we're going to give a geshmak answer to it. Okay. Are you allowed, what position do you need to be in to read the Megillah? What? To read the Megillah. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Reish Sadi, Kari Adam Segela, Bein Oymed, Bein Yoshev. Lo Yikra Bitzibor Yoshev Lechatchila B'nei Kavrat Zibor. But, Meyikr Hadin, you're allowed to be sitting to read the Megillah. You're allowed to be sitting. It's just not covered at Sibor. But Meyikr Hadin, you're allowed to be sitting. So. Question. How about Halal? What position do you need to be in to say Halal?
Omed.
You have to be Omed. What about Birchas Hagoimel? What position do you need to make Birchas Hagoimel? The Eliyahu Rabbah brings, in the name of the Rambam, Goimel needs to be standing. Why? Since Goimel is called Halal, and Halal has to be standing, so therefore Goimel has to be standing. Now, we all know, the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yadalet asks, why don't you say Halal on Purim? And the Gemara gives many answers, but the Rambam codifies the answer of Rava, Kriyasa Zu Helela. Reading the Megillah is Halal. Did you ever notice there's no Halal on Purim? You notice that? We don't say Halal on Purim. You knew that? It's good. That means you're sane. You're awake. You're not drunk. There's no Halal on Purim. Reading the Megillah is Halal. So if I would ask, well, if reading the Megillah is Halal, then maybe you should stand for reading the Megillah. So that maybe you would say, no, reading the Megillah is called Halal. But it's not actually Halal. So if it's called Halal, maybe you don't have to stand. But the Eliyahu Rabbah says you have to stand for Goimel because it's called Halal. So if you have to stand for Goimel because it's called Halal, then you should have to stand for reading the Megillah, Kriyasa Zuhilila. You know whose kasha this is?
It's too long.
Shaus Echivas Chassam Sofer, Siman Anav. So you say, really, you have to, but what can you do? Who could stand for 45 minutes?
The Pesach by the Seder, we sit by Halal.
That's a good question. Pesach by the Seder, we sit by Halal.
We don't say Bracha.
So that's a question we've dealt with over the years. But one of the answers to that is the Halal we say in Pesach is a part of Matzah. Because Matzah is Lechem Oini, Lechem She'oinim Alav Dvarim Harbe. So since Matzah is B'Yeshiva, the Halal is also B'Yeshiva. But the Shaila is, if we stand for Goimel, because Goimel is called Halal, we should stand for Megillah, because Megillah is called Halal. This is the kasha of the Chassam Sofer, Shaus Echivas Chassam Sofer, Siman Nun Aleph. We asked this question, we learned this question many years ago. You ready?
You have to stand for Ashi Yatzar.
You should stand for Ashi Yatzar, yes. So Berchas HaShavach. Now, you ready for this Geshmak Akasha? The Mishnah Megillah begins. Megillah Nikreis, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dalet, B'Tesvav, Leipachais, Leyoyser. By the way, if you add up 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, you get 65. The name of Hashem, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yod. Megillah Nikreis, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Dalet, Tesvav. You lay in the Megillah with the Shem Hashem of Adonos, below Pachot, Velo Yoter. Not 10 and not 16. 10 and 16 is Shem Havaya. There's no Shem Havaya in the Megillah. So you say there's no Adonis in the Megillah either. Melech is Adonis. Okay, that's the Gra. Fine. So the Gemara says you lay in the Megillah on 11, you could lay in it 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So the Gemara asks who invented 11, 12, 13, 14? The Gemara says it must have been Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, because if it was later Chachamim, how could they have been Oiker, what earlier Chachamim did? So the Shaila is like this. Frecht of Shlomo Kluger. How could you say Halel on 11, 12, 13? How could you read the Megillah 11, 12, 13? You want to read the Megillah? Read the Megillah. But reading Megillah is Hallel. You're mechuyev to say Hallel. And you could only say Hallel on a day that the miracle happened. So how could you be yoytzei the inyan of saying Hallel by laning the Megillah 11, 12, 13? You want to say, Anshei Kesek Gedolah said, yeah, you could read the Megillah, great. But what about the fact that you're really mechuyev to say Hallel on Purim? So now what, if you lane it 11, 12, 13, on the 14th you have to say Hallel? That's a kasha of the Chachma Shleimer. Right, that you're that only teaches me 14 and 15.
No, it's Joshua over there of how it adds another two, and why not after? Why not 16, 17? Because
of the layavar.
Right.
So you're saying okay, but you're saying there's a drasha. It's not an actual drasha because the Gemara says Anshin Knesset Hagdoila. Okay, so I'm gonna tweak the question a little bit. Okay. The Gemara asks, who made the 11, 12, and 13? It couldn't have been the Chachamim because how could they be Oiker, an earlier Takana? The Gemara should have. Anyway, they couldn't have done it. It had to be Anshin Knesset Hagdoila. Because if it was other Chachamim, then how in the world could you do it on 11, 12, 13? But how you would say Hallel? How could later Chachamim say that you read the Megillah on a day the miracle didn't happen, but how would you be able to be Yoytzei Hallel on that day? Okay? That's the kasha of Shlomo Kluger. So there's a Sefer, Birchas Raphael, who answers the question as follows. Right? You hear the question? Question is, if the whole reason you don't say Hallel on Purim is because Kriyasa Zuhei Leila, how could be Yoytzei the Chiyav of Hallel? By the way, what would be if you don't have a Megillah on Purim? So there's a famous Meiri that the Chida found that if you don't have a Megillah on Purim, you have to say Hallel. So if you have to say Hallel, then how in the world could you read the Megillah on 11, 12, and 13? What's going to be with the Hallel?
With the Bracha?
And with the Minyan?
No, not with the Bracha. Because they weren't Masaking it. Now, the Birchas Raphael quotes the Kalbai, who says, "Ein oimrim halal b'purim, lefi shekriyasa hi hilula, kalaymar, zu hoisa kavanas hakriya." That's the purpose of the reading. Kedei sheyizachru hanes, v'yitnu shevach v'hoida, l'Hashem yisbarach. So it's mashma from the Kalbai. Reading the Megillah is not halal. It's not that the reading of the Megillah is Hallel. It's just by reading the Megillah, you'll remember the miracle, you'll come to praise, so you don't need to say Hallel. It's not that reading the Megillah is Hallel. It's that if you read the Megillah, it obviates the need to say Hallel. It's not that the Kriya is a Hallel, but by being Mefarsim the Nes, you're putter from saying Hallel. So it could be that the villagers who read the Megillah early, even though it's not the Zman of Hallel, once they read the Megillah and the miracle is performed, they're putter from Hallel. So this would be an answer to Chassam Sofer's Kasha. Chassam Sofer wanted to know that according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, that you have to stand for Goymel because Goymel is called Hallel, then why wouldn't you have to stand for the Megillah? No, it's not that Kriyas HaMegillah is the Hallel, it's that by reading the Megillah, it exempts you from saying the Hallel. So of course, you don't have to stand. You only have to stand for Hallel. Kriyas HaMegillah is not Hallel, it's that by saying the Megillah, it exempts you from the obligation to say Hallel.
So the villagers should travel to a better place to get the ideal of this. Get that day. Like I should try to find the right from...
It's not ideal. I mean, it's a p'tor even for someone who reads it on the 14th.
Yeah, but if I wanted to be ideal, like to get the best mahadran, I shouldn't do it on that day.
Well, why is it any less?
Because in other words, my obligation is relieved. But like, am I getting, in other words, I want to...
But even a guy who reads it on the 14th, even a guy who reads it on the 14th,
right.
He's pattering himself from Hallel.
I don't want to patter myself.
So even a guy on the 14th, maybe he should say Hallel, right?
Right.
Maybe on the 14th should say halal.
What he's saying is it doesn't make a difference 11 or 14. It's the same thing.
Yeah, in other words, it's not that the reading of the Megillah is the Kriyas HaHalel, it's that once the Megillah is read, it obviates the need for Halal. So it shouldn't matter what day you say it. Okay, I just wanted to revisit that question of Chassam Sofer. Okay, Rabbi, say have a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.